Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. We're going to talk about a subject today that we hear pretty often from people that are looking to get in the industry, and that's the question of how much money do I need to get started? Before we do, though, I want to thank our sponsor, Plum Investment Group. Do you have a property that you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. They help land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. They'll buy your land notes, and they even provide one-on-one consulting to help you get past minor issues in your business. It's truly an awesome deal, guys. Look, just to be clear here, this isn't a loan. These guys actually partner with you and help you get through the process. So make sure you check out their website, www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
All right, so what's it actually take to get started in this business? That's a question we hear all the time. Right now, I'm working on an ebook for our Casual Fridays podcast, an educational piece talking about starting land investing for less than a cup of coffee a day. It can be done, but is that the right way? So, you know, how much did you get started with, Adam? Let's kind of just jump into it.
Well, I did it completely wrong.
let's talk about though what you did right, because you're here today.
Okay. So when I first got into this, I was big into listening to the Land Academy podcast, okay. Right? And these guys, they would always talk about it. This essentially, I heard them answer the same question. I remember at the time, Steve said, don't get started unless you have $5,000.
Okay. Right?
I was new to this, and I was eager to get started. Mm-hmm. I did not have $5,000.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't waiting. I tried. I know I actually did try. I was listening to the podcast because Jill said, if you don't have the money, just wait. Save up the money and then come back. And I told myself, like, okay, she's right. They're not going anywhere. Just going to wait and save up the money. And I think I did that for like 3 days.
Okay.
And then I couldn't take anymore. I was ready to get started. So
please come.
Yeah. Here comes the credit. So yeah. I bought the course on credit. So I don't remember how much it was at the time, but I put it on credit and I had $2,000 saved up.
Okay.
And I spent that $2,000 on probably some stuff I didn't need, you know, a website and hosting and things that people believe are important, but they're really not.
Yeah, I'm glad you hit that. I have a real estate guy that invests with us, and, you know, I hear that. I get that a lot with Plump. It's the one-on-one consulting. Hey, I got my phone. I got my website. And I got those written down in my notes, you know, what it actually takes to get started. And then I have another guy that he had, call it $500,000 line of credit. He doesn't have a buy side, doesn't have a sell side website. Does everything totally opposite of what you would think, but he's a house flipper by nature. But he wanted to get in land. We consulted with him to get into some land. Dude knocks it out of the park and makes $300,000 to $400,000 in his first three land deals. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you didn't do it right. and you know, at the end of the day, he got paid, so he did it right. You know, yeah. So there's a I'm glad you brought that up and getting hung up on those little things before you actually get started.
Yeah.
So going back, what would be the couple things that you would say, hey, you have to do this, or this is the bare minimum to get started?
Well, I think it all really depends on what you're wanting to get out of it. So, like, I had the $2,000 and okay. I bought web hosting and I bought a logo and I bought other stuff. But I also jumped out there and I paid for mailers and I paid for three pieces of land, my first three pieces of land out of that money. And I sold one of them on terms. Mm-hmm. The other two I sold on eBay. When I sold those on eBay, I tripled my money on each one of those,
okay.
which allowed me to go back and do more land.
Okay.
Right? They were small, and the small properties came with small profits, but I essentially took the money that I had and the money that I may or may not have wasted on the smaller things that you don't need, but I got that money back, and mm-hmm. I was able to keep moving forward. And I think that's the imperative. The important part here is that if you don't have a lot of money, don't waste it on those things. Just have to get out there and get started.
Yeah. So let's talk real world cost. If we buy a course, you know, we got the different courses out there right now. You've got Land Geek, you've got Jack Bosch's, you've got the Land Flipper, and you've got a few other smaller ones that have started to pop up. Mm-hmm. And then you got Land Academy. Since Plum Investment Group's funding this one, Plum Investment Group does have a code with them if you're interested in Nant Academy. It's FundMe, one word, FundMe, to save you $500 on your Land Academy purchase. That is tied to Plum Investment Group since they are a sponsor today. We'll throw that in there for them. But, you know, you buy a course. The courses range from anywhere from $1,800 to $1,000 for a toolkit, or, hey, come spend a weekend with us for, you know, to learn how to land invest live, whatever course it's going to be. So let's just call it $1,500 on average for a course, just to learn how to do it. And then it's the marketing material. You hit the nail on the head. And to get your marketing out there, whether it's, you know, whatever niche that's going on right now, cold calling for steroids, or, you know, I'm going to send offers. What we do is direct mail. Mm-hmm. I mean, we send a letter with a purchase agreement that says, hey, I'm going to buy this from you in 3 days. I can close unless we go to title. And then it's up to the title agent. Mm-hmm. Most of my deals I do with title now. You still do a lot of self-close stuff.
Yeah, pretty much all myself.
So to get started, we got $1,500 for a course, our marketing material. Mm-hmm. I think we both use Offers to Owners because they've got about the best price right now for mail going out. So it's 59 cents, I believe, maybe 55 for the Land Academy members. But it's 59 cents. So we send out 1,000 pieces of mail, you're $590, and that's without the data. So depending on how you get your list, is it Agent Pro, is it Title Pro, is it, you know, through RealQuest, is it Data Tree, and they range anywhere from what, 5 cents to 10 cents a piece of data. And then it's setting up a PO box. You want the mail to come to your house? I did it wrong. I sent everything to my house, and then I had a guy I was buying houses for. He goes, "Why is your home address on here?" And I go, "Cause I don't want to go to a post office to pick up my mail." And he's like, "Dude, what if somebody like comes to your house?"
I did not want anyone showing up here. But they also have the PO boxes that are online now, so you don't.
Yeah, the virtual ones.
Yeah, I think they're a little cheaper.
Okay. So you start. So let's recap where we're at. Course $1,500. We've got our first piece of mail that goes out. We're paying $590 for 1,000 pieces of mail. The data on top of that is probably another $100. We're $690. If you don't have the subscription services that come in to get your list, you're paying for the list elsewhere. If you want to do it easy, Offers to Owners, I think, has an option that allows you 99 cents. You pick a county, you pick a price for that county, you tell them, hey, I want to mail this, and I want this acre, I'm going to pay this much, and it's 99 cents a letter that goes out, which actually it's pretty cheap to get started. Mm-hmm. You know, so you could do something like that. Then free Google Phone is free.
Yeah, you want to make sure you have Google Voice.
Yep, because you don't want to call on your regular phone because it's going to be blowing up all times tonight. Mm-hmm. E-fax, I think we paid $5 a month for e-fax. I think there's free ones out there.
Have you ever used that? Has anyone ever?
I actually did. My first couple mailers, we had about 10 or 12 come across in fax. Mm. I have got some go hump yourself. fax is back too. But that's another thing. And then you're going to need cost for software. Do you use ParcelFact, which is, I think they have $5 a day if you're going to look at APNs and kind of get you the border.
That's if you're not.
At Land Academy member. Yeah. But if you're, you know, we're not just Land Academy people. We're talking to all land investors want to be land investors, you know. We talk heavily about Land Academy because I think we've both been successful using their model and piecing together the little things that maybe we didn't pick up in the course and keep moving forward. And I think, like, you hit the nail on your head. You doubled your money tripled your money when you put it on eBay, but you kept moving forward. Mm-hmm. It covered your cost of business to get going and do that again. And now you saw, hey, this thing actually works. You know, I can buy a piece of property for $250. I sell it for $750 or $1,000. You know, I got a little profit to play with. That gets your next mailer going, and you learn something. That's free education. You know, sometimes it's profitable education. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you do with your low on funds? You know, what would you do in that case?
Well, looking back, you know, one of the properties I sold on term.
Okay.
Right. I would probably look, if I was trying to build my war chest, would be wholesaling properties.
Okay.
Or now the big flips, you know, finding a cash partner that could do it with me. So if I had $2,000, I may look at property that's selling for, you know, $1,500 an acre and making the offers, you know, 35% of that, whatever you're offering. And partnering with someone and then splitting those profits in the long run.
Yeah.
Even though we both know that's
not really
what I do. but if I had to start over and I didn't have any money, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I got a $20,000 cashier check last week. Did you get that on your turn too?
I did.
And that's the difference of the philosophy we have. We both started, I think, pretty close to the same way. We put together the business what we thought was right from the beginning, and we both have been able to do it for multiple years. And so when you talk about what you need, you need to be able to buy a property. So how do you get the property? If you don't have that knowledge, you're going to need to pay for that. And then how do you sell the property? You know, that's, do you sell it via eBay? Craigslist is free. You know, you can list on Craigslist for free. eBay, you list it for $35 and then you pay a final fee at the end. People actually buy land off eBay.
Oh yeah, it's the craziest thing.
I didn't believe it when we started it, and I think I've sold, I don't know, 15 or 20 properties on eBay. I've got another 25 in the queue to get on there that are just, the ads are built, they just start launching and they go automatically for us. It's crazy to think, but you know, the deal is all the same. We find the properties, you know, I gotta pay to find them, whatever that looks like for you. You got to get them ready to list, and then you got to sell it, and whatever that looks like for you, whether it's a selling software or not. Mm-hmm. You know, with the ebook that we're talking about, we walk you through how to buy property for, you know, $50-$75, and it's a great thing to see. We have some final editing going on, and it should be live on our website here shortly. So it's great to see that you can really buy a property for $50, sell it for $1,000, kind of giggle about it as you do that once or twice a week.
Is that what you started with?
That was our first buy. Yeah, we bought three pieces of property in Arkansas, in two different counties. One sold, we paid $141 for it. We sold it for $1,000. The next, our first property was one we got given to us for free from Land Academy. We didn't pay for that. We sold it for $500 and then added a dock fee on top of that. Then we sold that other one, in Arkansas, and then sold two more there that we bought. I think we paid $160 and like $170 for those two, and sold them both together as a package because they ended up being right next to each other. Like $1,200, $1,300. Yeah. So, I mean,
you had to keep gas out of the Lambo that week, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just had to. I could only polish three of the wheels. I couldn't get all four.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we keep playing about this Lambo, but one day I'm going to drive one.
Well,
we actually drove one together.
We've driven one, yeah. Justin thinks he's going to have a Lambo.
I believe I am.
I'm the sound reason in this.
In our relationship. Yeah. that's a good topic, because I don't think people realize how long we've had this friendship and you know what all we've done together. And I think that's an important part that maybe we talk about another show. Maybe we go into a little bit today. I mean, you'll see this kind of go back and forth, because we are non-blood brothers. I would say.
Yeah.
You know, between our parents knows my name, and you know, we took on Amazon together and ended up back at Land. And then we tried to take that on together, and you didn't want to be my partner. So you told me I could do it myself, but you weren't going to do it with me. So here we are, back together again.
Yeah.
You don't look thrilled by that. You look
no,
upset.
No, I love it. I'm glad to be here with you. It's you know, it's like that relationship you can't get out of.
it's that ugly girlfriend you can't shake. But she cooks so well.
No, it's great. Man, we're here and we're rocking and rolling. And glad to be doing this. So
let's recap. What would you say you needed to get started? Do you think that $5,000 is still the number? Or do you think there is a lower or higher amount?
I think 5,000 is a solid number.
Okay.
But I think that you can't expect to build a cash flowing business. I think with that 5,000, you need to build a war chest, whether that's wholesaling properties, or whether that's partnering with someone and building, doing large properties and big flips.
Yep, I agree with that. And I think that we both ran into those issues. You know, I remember walking into an investor meeting trying to get private money for a big deal. It was like 1,700 acres that we found in Oklahoma, and it was $1 million. And I'm thinking, man, this thing is going to just knock it out of the park at $2.5-3 million is what it topped at when we did the return on it. And the guy told me no. And I'm like, oh, I could retire. You know, that's my business. And he told me no. And he said, hey, can you buy houses like you do it? And, you know, I'm a yes, I can do anything kind of guy. And so we ended up buying some houses for this guy. And we have a good relationship now. If I probably went back now and asked for $1 million, he'd tell me, put me on the juice at day one and I better get to work. And it'd be a little bit different story. But, you know, that's where Plum comes from. You know, you said your war chest and building that. You know, we hear all the time on podcasts, oh, yeah, there's people with money, there's private lenders everywhere. When you're new to a niche and you're new to an industry, you don't know those people. Mm-hmm. How do you find them? What do you do? And that's kind of, you know, why we let Plum sponsor this. You know, yeah, I do the consulting for them. I'm a partner in it. But it's because we want to see new land investors become successful. And, you know, if $5,000 is a solid amount, you think that, I agree with that. I don't think that's a wrong number. I think that you need I think with the $5,000, if you have that, you've got a course you're buying. If you're not putting it on credit,
which we don't recommend.
I don't recommend that. Did I take credit on my business? My business started a little bit different. We didn't talk about that, but you know, we started with $2,000. I gave my wife $20,000 and said, "Hey, I want you to fund it with this." It was a bonus from the railroad that I was working at, and I said, "Get started with it." We bought the first couple properties, saw that it worked. She went through the course, kept asking me questions. I kept answering them for her, and I'm like, "This is her business. What am I? I'm just a private money in this." She went out and bought. She sent out her first mailer. And when they started calling back, because we didn't have an answering service lined up, and they blew us up. Mm-hmm. And you remember that. It was a brutal month. We bought 21 properties. I got told about 80 times that I was crazy. I was blasted all over some Facebook groups. Some friends' parents owned some property in the area we shopped. But at the end of the day, we made $75,000 in that county.
I'll
take it all day. You know, that's 20, you put 20 grand in and you pull 75 out. So what do you do with your business then? You know, that's that scalability. That's how you grow it. We did sell half of those on terms. But we got too creative on what we did to finance and reseason those notes. So I don't tell people to go out and get credit on stuff, especially for operating expenses. You need to cash, you need to fund your own operating expenses. So if that's your course, your mailer, your EFAX, whatever that piece you need to be, like we said, you have to be able to know how to find the properties, get them ready to list and list them. Those you can fund yourself with cash. I think you need to get there and you need to be realistic about what you want to do with your business. Is it, hey, I want to sell a property a month to make some extra turns? You know, you got people that buy notes that's what their business is just to add a little bit of cash flow to themselves. You know, they may use this money to offset their house payment. But, you know, like you said, on land, if you have money and you can buy some smaller deals and you offer from 5 acres up to 150 acres in that county and you do, you get 150 acre back, and then you call somebody that you know in private money, you put it on the different chat, the different boards looking for a joint venture or partner. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say call Plum every time, but yeah, if it's a great deal, call Plum. Mm-hmm. We'll fund it. And I've done right now, and I hate to go off on a tangent with Plum, but you know, I had a couple land investors that we walked through with their we consulted on finding their counties, putting the pricing together. Now they've got two properties in escrow ready to close. We even added a person that can handle your property from when you say yes on purchase agreement. They'll take it from close to close and they just take a piece of the deal. So you're out no cash and they do all the listing for you. You have to pay for your own listing service stuff, but they handle that for you. So we do have that in there. But another guy that he uses our money on everything. Guys made $40,000 with us.
Nice.
And that's in the last, that's in September. So, you know, worry about covering the cost for your business, whatever that looks like, and move forward with that.
No, I agree. I think we are in agreement, right?
That's a first.
Yeah. Don't get used to that, people.
Yeah. Don't get used to us agreeing on anything because we run our businesses pretty differently. Adam said in a previous episode that he is he went to learn computer software development and things like that. But his real niche in that is as a SQL developer. So he's a data guy. So he's the guy that tells this company how much mail to send out to get a response. And so when you talk direct mail, you're talking to a direct mail guru in a sense that says, hey, this is what our response rate. So he's like, hey, man, I had a response rate of points up whatever percent you had. And I'm like, oh, okay. I sent out 1,500 mailers and I made $50,000.
It can be measured. It can be managed, right?
I agree. That's the saying. I agree with that.
All right, guys. So here we go. We're about out of time today. Hopefully you've gained some insight on what it actually takes to get started. It really isn't much, and with the options you have in our group, you can definitely scale pretty quickly. So before we sign off, just a couple more things. We're still doing the land giveaway, right?
That is right.
All right. So make sure you go to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to us. Rate and subscribe. Take a screenshot and send it to Justin@PlumInvestmentGroup.com.
Perfect.
All right. Also, make sure you're following us on Facebook and Instagram. We've got a lot of stuff coming out. Justin loves social media.
I promise no shirtless selfies. You wanted to say it.
No, we're not doing that.
Hey, no. Let's put the gauntlet down right now. 100,000 subscribers, shirtless selfie on Instagram.
No.
50,000 subscribers.
No, never. That's it, guys. We're done. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day.